You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Think about silence. It's not something you hear on the radio much, is it? But what about in your daily life? Our new digital normal doesn't make a lot of space for just doing nothing. Michael Harris argues we need to. He's a journalist and the author of The End of Absence, Reclaiming What We've Lost in an Age of Constant Connection. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about this concept of absence.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean now in 2014?
I called it the end of absence because it was going to be a catch-all term for solitude and reverie and daydreaming. All these parts of our lives that our digital distractions have sort of shooed out of our daily schedule.
You have a very clear moment when this became a thing for you. Tell me that story.
So I was basically experiencing digital overload. I had two monitors in front of me at all times. I had my cell phone kind of yapping at me from the corner of my desk. I looked down and a friend of mine was annoyed that it had taken me longer than 5 minutes to get back to him. He texted me, "Are you alive or what?" And I remember looking down at my phone in that moment and thinking, I read it literally. I read, "Are you alive?" And thought, no, this isn't really my life. I looked up at these glowing rectangles that I spent most of my life staring at and thought, this isn't it. And so I ended up quitting my job, actually. And as part of getting into this book, I took a full month off from the internet and off from my cell phone. I wanted to kind of take a vacation in 1985.
I feel like I've read a number of pieces of people who say, forget it, I'm quitting the internet for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that feels unrealistic with the way we engage with the modern world now. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a way to have a balanced
Absolutely.
Approach going forward?
For one thing, we can batch process our email. You don't have to check your email every time you have a moment of silence. You could live with that moment of silence and then only check your email when it's actually productive for you to do so. There's also large management-driven ways that we can engineer absence back into our lives. Like there's a company in Germany that has set up an email system so when you go on vacation, not only can you not check your email, but nobody can email you. Their emails will just bounce back automatically.
Yeah, Daimler. Not just a company, a great big company.
Right. So they've created a new expectation of absence and solitude, right?
I'm 38.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember a time when I wasn't always checking my email or I didn't have a cell phone. What do you think the cutoff is for kind of digital nativity?
In the book, what I say is 1985 is the cutoff. If you were born after 1985, you haven't really lived as an adult without the internet, right? And that means everyone born before 1985 is really part of this last group of people in history that will remember life before the internet.
Isn't there the possibility, though, that maybe you and I are the Luddites and someone will 100 years from now think, oh man, they were so slow and, you know, clumsy
say,
in everything
yeah,
they did.
There's not just the possibility that that's the case. I think it's pretty much a certainty that's the case, right? Socrates complained about this crazy invention of writing and how that was going to keep people from remembering things, which, by the way, it did, right? He was absolutely correct about it. But that didn't mean that writing wasn't a fantastic invention. There were people who complained about the printing press, too. The point is not that any of these technologies is evil or that we need to stop the internet. That's not the point. The point is that we have this fantastic opportunity being that one generation in history that gets to live before and after the advent of the internet. We have this opportunity to put down in paper or to talk to our children about the value of a previous world so that some form of that world might live on and maybe we won't be the last people to value a little bit of solitude or value a little bit of daydreaming in our lives.
Michael Harris is a journalist and the author of The End of Absence. Thank you for sharing a little solitude with us.
Thank you.